Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. So there's the idea of disappointment. Then there's stress. Yeah. And man, Christmas can be one of those times. I think the holidays, you know, we hear the statistics over and over again that the holidays are the highest rate of suicide and depression for a lot of people because there's so much stress that surrounds the holidays. And so this is, like we talked about, this is the time where we can reach out to those who are, you know, who we surround, you know, whether it's people at work, whether it's our neighbors, whether it's people at church, which, by the way, don't assume that because people are at church singing Christmas carols that they're having joy and that they're happy and that things are going well for them. You know, yeah. We need to learn how to read people and get to know people and ask questions and just find out how we can encourage one another. But the holidays can be such a stressful time. We have experienced that. I'm sure everyone at some point has experienced it. And whether it's, you know, stress because of family members or stress because of finances, or maybe you're just in a weird place in your life right now, who knows? I mean, there are so many things that can cause stress. How do we navigate through the holidays when everything around us just seems to be falling apart and stressful?
Well, I heard you talk about how much you love Christmas and you started rattling off all of the reasons, including decorating the house and getting the tree up. And then there's the baking, and then there are the kids' activities that are going on. And then there's the church stuff that's going on. And then, I mean, by the time you look at your December calendar, it is probably maybe May or September come close, but you know, Christmas, December is just loaded down where it seems like every night you've got something going on. Every day you've got something else going on and you're trying to navigate this in the midst of all of the activities. You have the priorities of buying the gifts, taking back the ones that are the wrong one after you bought them, sending them back. I mean, and there's the financial pressure. You mentioned that this is I'm guessing you're probably a little type A. Would that be right to say that
I'm more driven? Type B.
Really?
Yes.
So
Garrett is the type A in our family. We can't have two of us. So I graciously allow him to be the type A.
So he takes charge and drives and is task oriented and getting it done, right?
Yes.
And so you're drafting in the wake of that, but you've got this loaded up list and you go to bed at night thinking I've got so much to do tomorrow and then the day after that, and I don't know how I'm going to get it all done. And this is where I say, first of all, we have to calibrate the holiday and pull back at the very beginning and ask this question. When it gets to December 26th, and we look back at the previous 4 weeks, what is it that we're going to remember and care most about? Mm. What is it that we want to make sure that we've got traditions and things that, sure, those are important. But if you have to say no to something, And you likely will during the next 4 to 5 weeks have to say no to something. What are the right things to say no to? And then what are the priorities that you want to make sure stay at the top of the list? I mean, for us, every year as we were raising our kids, we knew that the culture would throw at us plenty of opportunities for busyness. And we were always fighting to say, how do we keep the spiritual focus of Christmas in the forefront? How do we keep our whole family, kids, and everybody focused on the reason for Christmas?
Right.
And we had to fight to make that happen and had to say no to some of the cultural good things in order to be about the best thing. So I think one of the ways to turn down the stress during this season is to say, what should our priorities be? And then as you're mapping out your month, include in there some Sabbath times. If you can't go full speed for 4 weeks and not have some rest for your body and for your soul, and you may think, well, I've got so much I need to do. Say no to something so you can have a time of rest, so you can be strong for what's ahead. I think we have to have a strategy for managing the holiday season or it will crush us.
Yeah, agreed. And I think when we do that, as we're looking at all the different things that are ahead of us, we need to do this as a family. And I find myself oftentimes just kind of trying to take charge and do things on my own or say yes or no to things on my own. And I have to often remind myself like, oh wait, we're a family. I need to talk to my husband about this and even talk to my girls about this because they're older now and they really have an opinion. And so those are decisions we need to make as a family because it's certainly not all about me, nor is it all about them. And so we need to say no to our kids for certain things as well, but as a family figuring out. So that is a really good reminder. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.